It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Darlene Olson. Hey, Darlene.
Hey, Cal. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. Thanks for touching base with us.
That is good. You and I have chatted quite a bit over the last little while. Everybody healthy in your world?
Everyone's doing well so far. How about you?
Yeah. Same thing here. Patience is key, and together we'll get out of this. And boy, I know that you like being in front of an audience and performing for your fans. I bet you're just waiting to get back out again.
Oh, you know what? I'm like every other artist out there, itching to get back out. And this pandemic has been a struggle for everyone, right? Including, you know, the music world. And so we can't wait to get back out there and play music, because I think music is what we need right now. So
yeah, for
those
sure.
Those live
for
events
sure.
are sure missed.
Yeah, you bet. The name of the song, your current single, is called Love You Back to Life. Tell me about that song.
Yeah. Oh, Love You Back to Life. You know, I think I mentioned to you before that I write songs that are based on sometimes my own experiences and sometimes other people's experiences or things that I've heard. And this song is a song that I wrote after watching someone in my life go through some loss. And, you know, it's hard to imagine some of the challenges that people go through when they're faced with a loss. It becomes hard to stay upright and keep going. And so, you know, this song is a song of not giving up. It's about holding each other up and through those hard times, even when that pain is hard to bear. So I was really thrilled to be able to release this single. It is a little different from what I've released in the past. We usually don't have a lot of ballads that we release, but this was a song that, you know, I just felt that needed to be heard, especially during this time, because of the message in the song, right?
Right, and everyone needs to hear a good ballad every now and then, right?
That is true. Absolutely.
There's a great message there for sure, and thank you for recording this. Now, my question for you then, leading into this, is it easier for you to write a ballad or something more up tempo?
You know what? That's a really good question, Cal, because the songs come to me in such different ways. You know, sometimes I'll get an idea for a story and sit down and write a song. And so the music doesn't come right away, but sometimes it all comes together. Mm-hmm. And then there's times when the music itself is at the forefront and you have to write around the music. But I like to write story songs that tell people a story and, you know, have a message in them. And so it's a combination, I think.
Yeah. Songwriting is a craft, definitely. And
it is, yeah. And
yeah, for sure. Now, so where did you record this single?
We recorded this album in Toronto, and the whole album was recorded there. And as you know, I live in Edmonton, and we brought the song back and did some overdubs here. But most of my albums are recorded in Toronto. I love Toronto. It's a beautiful city and a very musical community. So it was fun to go down and record.
Awesome. Well, we were talking about your fans earlier in this conversation, and I guess because of the pandemic, I guess the best way to reach out to your fans now is through social media. Have you been jumping on Facebook and that sort of thing, and doing some performances that way?
You know, we've done a couple of things for the local community here, a virtual event. I think it was back last June, I want to say. But we are planning on another virtual event. I can't go into the details about it, but I'm really excited. It is something that is near and dear to my heart, and getting behind a cause is something that I really enjoy doing. And this virtual concert is going to be that, exactly. But social media itself, yeah, I like to get on Facebook and chat, and I've got a Twitter account, and, you know, all the music that I record can be found on, you know, the music platforms, Spotify and Google Play and Apple Music, and, yeah, it's and YouTube, of course, right?
Right. Well, thanks for the conversation here, Darlene. Always great catching up with you. I'm happy that that everybody in your world is doing well, and we'll talk again.
And the same with you, Cal. I really appreciate you calling us up and having a chat, and I just want to say thanks to all of your listeners for your support of Canadian artists. So thanks a lot. Stay safe and healthy.
Darlene Olson on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.